Selection number 2, found on page 6, is number 2 in the key of E major. This selection is a study in flexibility. If you haven't been practicing your fundamentals, you can really get yourself into trouble. I would flutter tongue the opening to work on air and center of pitch. I wouldn't flutter the whole opening, but maybe just the first measure of each line. The key is to be able to turn the flutter on and off at will. If you're asking yourself, why flutter? Well, it's simple. The flutter tongue opens your throat. It keeps your tongue from arching too much. It makes you use a lot more air. Notice how much harder the high notes are. It also makes you center your pitches better. Be careful not to press your mouthpiece too much when you flutter. Be sure to do lots of lip buzzing to fix this. If you can't flutter, then growl. It really does the same as flutter tongue. You should play this piece concentrating on shaping the phrase with a light articulation rather than sheer blazing technique. Technique is important, but have fun with your musical imagination. Be careful about the last note of any slurred grouping so you do not clip the last note. Keep the air moving horizontally while changing pitches. Also, be very careful about the last note of the phrase. Again, be sure to play these notes to legato in full value. Practicing your scales will help your technique in this piece. Also, concentrate on keeping the air moving through the slurs. I got lucky today and was able to play the opening in one breath. However, I had to be careful not to suck in a lung at the double bar. I would recommend if you have problems making the opening to go ahead and breathe at the key change. Just put in a little retard and I think it will sound just fine. The key to the phrasing of this number is speed and not overblowing. I like to go slower at the dolce section than 1/12. I think as long as you don't slow down too much, it makes for a nice contrast. Watch out for the key changes in those accidentals. They do go all the way through the measure.